From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. On February 6th, the Hudson Valley representatives in Congress split their vote to impeach Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. The votes fell 214 to 216, with local Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik voting to impeach, and Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voting against. Three Republicans, Colorado Representative Ken Buck, Wisconsin Representative Mike Gallagher, and California Representative Tom McClintock, joined Democrats to block the resolution. The high crimes and misdemeanors Mayorkas is accused of are unclear, though Republicans are clearly unhappy with the current immigration situation. They had a deal for immigration legislation, but scuttled it earlier this week because former President Donald Trump wants to campaign on the immigration issue. Michael Ryan reports for the Mountain Eagle that Bear Pen Sports Mountain will host the USA Luge Challenge in Prattsville this weekend. Luge is a sled-like Olympic event in which America has never won a gold medal. Host Patrick Del Rosario said, and I quote, "This is your chance to try luge at Bear Pen for free. This program was started to introduce to many people what may be an unusual sport. Not many kids we know say they want to do luge, but to the world, luge means sled in French, and how many kids go sledding," end quote. Training begins at 10 a.m. on February 10th for anyone at least 9 years old. Luge races begin at 2 p.m. between boys, girls, men, and women riding plastic replicas of steel sleds. Bear Pen Sports Mountain is at 1491 County Road 2 outside of Prattsville. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com that the Main Street Goodness Cafe in Chatham is closing on February 11th after 7 years. Owner Christopher Nabel said he made the sudden decision to close the cafe. He said, and I quote, "It was one of those crazy things that happen in life. Someone called me and offered me a job I couldn't refuse. It seemed like a good point to turn the page and start a new adventure," end quote. Nabel is moving to Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates, to be a property manager. He said, and I quote, "I really enjoyed being part of the community in Chatham. I lived all over the world, and this is my favorite place in the world," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.